Everything you hear on this episode is non-commercial, fair use Creative Commons license.
The task force running down for heat. A 10-year-old got hit by a stray a little down the street. I'm the king of bass, there's none higher. Only rappers better than me done died in gunfire. So I put it to your head and ignore the vest. If an infidel try to curse what the Lord is blessed, with your strap, homie, you so hard. They say death come in threes and it's been two so far. I ain't the type that gotta run, get it? But the stash house, two towns away, got hella guns in it. No love here, just imminent evil. Flea clothing got me sharper than my insulin needles. Managed to sleep well with ODs on my conscience. Pay the stylist extra if she bring me some Rodmans. Of the streets, I've been dubbed a voice. But I really ain't make it to the feds, try to bug the Royce. Fuck a drive-by, run into his parabellum. I get flavors by the pair and sell them. Drove them all back cause I was scared to mell them. Your homeboy trash and you scared to tell him. You shoulda got a trade, I'm glad it ain't you niggas. If Marcus Garvey was alive, he'd hate you niggas. Y'all got no ambition and reaching for nothing. It's like Martin Luther did all that preaching for nothing.
Type that gotta run, get it? But the stash house, two towns away, got hella guns in it. So I put it to your head and ignore the vest. If an infidel try to curse when the Lord is blessed.
Quick question, and this is nothing major, nothing serious. I just wanted to pick your brain for a minute because I got a couple of friends that asked me to check with you all because we're really trying to figure this shit out. So the question is, are we just going to continue pretending that the people in power, the ones that they call the elites, aren't actually trying to kill us? I think it's a legit question. I mean, are we going to pretend that the chemtrails that are being sprayed all over the planet, that they aren't spraying us like they would spray roaches with Raid? Are we going to pretend that over 1,000 food processing plants that either caught fire or blew up, are we going to pretend that that shit wasn't intentional? I mean, are we going to pretend that these derailments of chemicals that are actually going into the food source and the water, we're just going to pretend that that wasn't intentional and that this isn't a declaration of war by the powers that be? Are we just going to pretend that Bill Gates buying all this farmland and water and other things, that he's just doing that for the good of humanity and he means none of us any harm? Are we just going to continue to pretend like they're not actually trying to kill us?
A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet, he teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imagination, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelid. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom, and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals, and his feet not be burned?
Ask Elisha. Ask Elisha.
This is episode 192 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. Today is May 28th, 2023. And just some quick housekeeping. I have just released my PDF handbook, which is Academy of Liberation Handbook 1 and 2. And with that, I have the MP3 format of the audiobook. So if you email me, I will reply with the PDF attachment and the MP3. There's nothing to join. There's no fees. It's completely free. You don't get on a mailing list. It's super simple. And I've gotten a tremendous response of people requesting it. So, you know, looking for feedback to see, you know, how the book hits you and just to hear what you have to think about some of the writings that I put out. So it's really good for people who want to get a fast track to some deep knowledge and understanding of this world and the path to true liberation and immortality. So check it out. It's the title of it is The Academy of Liberation Handbook 1 and 2. Again, email me and I'll, you know, shoot you out a free copy. So, you know, I've been sitting back and watching the wheels go round and round like John Lennon said in his song. And I've noticed that we are literally in the midst of a war for all of mankind right now. And I say that without joking. Say that. I really mean that. I mean, if you're really paying attention, it's pretty obvious in front of us what is happening to what the ruling class is doing to try to subdue us and to enslave us all. You know, so it's really time to pay attention. But the flip side of that coin that I see is really positive because I'm noticing that it almost seems like everybody right now is waking up, and the people that are on the wrong side of this war, on the darkness, evil, Luciferian side of this war, are panicking because they know that they're being exposed for the demonic Luciferian entities that they are and what they're promoting, you know, with this all of this transgender stuff in the schools and trying to, drag queens that are twerking for kids in school and such, and people are really fed up with this. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. You have Target, and you have all of these companies trying to promote all of this satanic stuff. And here's a clip of something that I heard actually last night that I saw it on Instagram, and it immediately hit me how the stupidity of people that follow this satanic Luciferian agenda and how dumb they are. But check this out. This is a gentleman coming into a Target retail store and just confronting or asking the Target store manager about the agenda, that the satanic Luciferian agenda that they're promoting. Just give it a good listen.
They're gonna call the cops.
Oh, I hope they do. Hey, do you guys support the satanic pride propaganda?
Both.
You support it?
And pride.
You support Satan?
Mm-hmm.
What's God going to think of that?
I don't believe in God.
Wow. Did
you need help with something?
You support the propaganda that's targeting the kids?
There's nothing targeting kids.
It's all over kids' TV shows. It's all over. They're targeting
kids
the kids.
Kids can choose to wear whatever they want.
Do you support the sexualization of kids through pride propaganda by corporate?
Sir, is there something that we can help you with?
I'm just asking people questions. What about you, sir? Do you support this?
I'm not answering any questions, but if you're here to cause any disturbance in the store,
I'm just asking questions. Do you work for Target?
I do, actually.
Where's your name tag?
I am the undercover loss prevention.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm just asking questions. So do you support the satanic propaganda?
I'm not answering your questions. What you need to do is you either need to leave the store.
God will judge you guys.
Okay.
I mean, I can't. He won't if I don't believe in it.
And also, is that our shirt?
Yeah, it is.
Are you this going to...
So verbatim, he says, do you support this propaganda sexualizing children and promoting Satan? And verbatim, she says, yes, you know, she believes in Satan. So then, you know, she says, I don't believe in God. He says, what is God going to think about that? And she's like, I don't believe in God. So let's just apply pure analytical logic to this. Simple man, table napkin, and pen logic to this, okay? So do you believe in Satan? She says, yes, she does believe in Satan, but she doesn't believe in God. How could you possibly, I mean, she lives in a world without duality or opposites. I mean, she lives in the world of singularity with, you know, particle collider. Because, like, how can you believe in Satan but not believe in God? I mean, one rests upon the other. You know, the only reason why light exists is because there's darkness, and the only reason there's love is because hate exists, right? Like, one rests upon the other. That's the duality of life. But that just goes to show the degree of brainwashing that people have been going through. If you listen to one of my older episodes, a speaker, an ex-KGB agent by the name of Yuri Bezmenov, if you go back into my archive at my website, which is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com, or simply go into Google and type in Alpha Male Buddhist Yuri Bezmenov, it's episode 120, and he gets into the whole demoralization and, you know, re-education and re-indoctrination of, you know, of the people and the whole systematic way that has been planned out. I really suggest you go back and listen to that, but it shows you how indoctrinated these people, and I'm not just going to say people on the left, because it doesn't matter who you are. If you don't realize what's happening right now, I really don't know. I mean, you're going to have to get on your smartphone and redirect some of the content that you're subscribing to, because you're not listening to the truth. Whatever you're listening to has you in darkness and ignorance. You have no idea what's going on around you. Sadly enough, I know that people actually do know, but it's like a cognitive dissonance because they don't want to admit it to themselves. I guess they have that ostrich with the head in the hole. If I don't see the 500-pound gorilla coming at me, he doesn't exist. But this gorilla is ready to pounce on you. So it's craziness, man. Check out my episode 120. And Yuri Bezmenov really gets into the agenda of what's going on right now, how they're demoralizing the population and re-indoctrinating them, and how it takes 20 years to subvert a generation, because that's how much time it takes for a child from birth to finish public education in school, you know, which is around 19 to 20 years old. So that's something that you really want to check out. But again, it's amazing how right now, even I can't understand parents that would subject their children to this sickness, to this satanic agenda that's taking place. I don't want to keep repeating the same thing over and over again, but you get my drift. You know, I have to, you know, stand up on the mountaintop and scream it out. I keep my episodes so they're edifying, like, in other words, the subject matter and the content that I speak on this podcast. Try to make it always positive and not go into a dark rabbit hole where there's hopelessness and no direction and no purpose to life. That's something I don't want to do, because there's enough people out there that do that. Now, all of this fear porn and everything that's going on. Yes, it's all happening, but at the same time, I see the foundations crumbling on this agenda that they're trying to perpetrate on us, because you can only speak a lie long enough. They say that the truth is like a lion. You can set it free and it needs no one to protect it. And that's exactly what's happening now, because when you're trying to perpetrate a lie, especially to this degree, it has to be in a vacuum. It has to be in an echo chamber where there's no opposition to it. And what's happening is literally everybody's starting to wake up right now. And I think one of the reasons why is it's really starting to affect the children, and it's affecting people's jobs. You know, robots are ready to pounce on everybody's job and take it away. and income is going down while living expenses going up. Again, I don't want to get into the darkness of it, but there's so much going on. I could feel it in my bones, though, that they know that they're realizing that they're losing this, and that the satanic agenda is people are not going to take it anymore. And I'm seeing a lot of people that are coming to Christ, or whatever religion you may believe in, as long as it's not a religion that believes in touching children and destroying all of mankind and depopulating, you know, whatever. If you're a Buddhist, if you're a Christian, if you're a Jew, if you're a Muslim, if you know, whatever faith you believe in, if you're Zen, you know, Tibetan Buddhist or whatever, that's cool, man. But just don't touch the kids, man, and don't try to depopulate the planet. So I know there were big rumors that there was 60,000 tons of some type of nitric acid or some type of explosive compound that was stolen off a train and they can't track it down. And everybody feels that there's going to be some type of false flag that's going to take place, which I don't doubt if it does. But right now, Ukraine, they're really losing this war. Russia, and I'm not pro-Russia or pro-China or any of that. I don't trust any of them. But I think a lot of what's happening right now is that the dollar, the American dollar, is ready to collapse because they're just printing it to oblivion. And these other countries are forming the BRICS nations. Guys, you got to do your research. If I had to sit and explain everything that I talk about here, this I'd have to put out, you know, three one-hour episodes out every day just to cue you up. So I drop these little nuggets, and as I call it, the little pissed on breadcrumbs, so you can follow it and make your way to truth. And the reason I call it pissed on breadcrumbs is because nobody's giving you anything. You got to go through the dirt and the grime and, you know, dedicate yourself and put time in to learn all of these things. And all they put out there for us are literally pissed on breadcrumbs, okay? And you got to work at it, man. So I'm just going to play a couple of clips on here and, just addressing some of what's happening right now so that we can be aware of the 500-pound gorilla ready to pounce on us. Keep it positive. Stay in your prayer life. God is noticing all of these different things. Again, whatever God you worship, as long as he's not a pedophile God. And again, the people that are perpetrating this against us, they know that they have this losing battle. And it's just a matter of time before all of this runs out. So back to what I was going to say originally. A lot of this agenda that's taking place right now is predicated upon the strength of this American dollar. And this dollar is collapsing. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to get us all in the cattle farm before the dollar collapses. Because once the dollar collapses, then the game is over for them. Because really they have no way of bribing or sustaining anything. I mean, everything ends right there. Because at that point, people are just going to try to figure out a way to eat and keep everything going and fuel in their car and, you know, surviving, literally. So that's the reason why they want to put the CDBC, Central Bank Digital Currency, in place, so that if they don't like what you're saying, they can turn off your chip. But I don't believe they're going to be able to impose this Central Bank Digital Currency. I don't think it's going to fly because people are not going to accept it. And how can they? I mean, how stupid would you have to be? Because that is literally the mark of the beast. Where if you don't have this mark of the beast, you cannot buy or sell or trade, right? I really suggest you guys get into, you know, your reading. And now, if you plan on getting close to God, right now is the time, dude. Because I don't see this going on much longer. All of this death and destruction. And I'll take it a level deeper than that. Again, I'm shadow banned as hell. But if you look at what's taking place in Palestine and in Yemen and in the Ukraine, I mean, all over Africa, just everywhere, what's taking place. I mean, it's an abomination. And the stench is reaching the nostrils of Jehovah God, Yahweh, you know, and Yeshua. They're not taking kindly to this, man. And, you know, now you see the literal war between darkness and light taking place right in front of us. And I suggest, you know, hey, if you want to believe in Satan or you want to believe in whatever dark forces you believe in, more power to you. I don't particularly agree with you, but I believe in you having the right to follow or live your life the whatever way you feel fit for you. Just don't impose it on me, okay? Don't impose. I don't impose it on you. You don't impose it on me. People that I'm speaking to right now, they chose to click on my podcast and listen to what I have to say, you know? So, and then the other determining factor in that is, what is it that you're putting out? If you're putting out some darkness, some hate, some pedophilia, you know, that's not the right direction. And even outside of God, but if you follow what's called natural law, Mark Passio gets into the natural law, you know, which is real similar to the seven hermetic principles. And you know my feeling on that. The seven hermetic principles are very good, but once it gets past that, it gets a little creepy. You get into that Freemason, you know, Illuminati kind of stuff. So that, and that dark side of that Gnosticism. So you got to be real careful with that. Rambling on here, man, but it's just hitting me right now, everything that's taking place. And again, I sometimes kind of touch on these topics real quick in the podcast, and I kind of leave them alone because you guys would not believe how shadow banned I am, you know, and I'm relegated to that. But that's totally cool, man. And the reason why I know how heavily I'm shadow banned, there's little ways that I look at the analytics where I rate in the United States and where I rate in Ireland. I rate really high. I'm starting to rate high in Jamaica now, you know, in the UK and a lot of these different countries, Spain, Germany. I see myself, but yet the analytics that I'm getting back really doesn't reflect that degree. In other words, something isn't right where I see my ratings going, and then the number of listens that they're giving me, and you know, the feedback that I get. I don't even know if there's people that are trying to give me feedback or reviews or whatever, and it's not coming through, because it's impossible for the amount of listens and where I rate and the level of feedback that I get back doesn't correspond to that. So it would be nice to hear from listeners, you know, just giving me feedback on what I put out, because they got me all drummed out over here, man. Well, I'm just, it's almost like I'm shouting out into the dark, but again, it's cool because I know my message is getting out. And yes, I do get positive feedback and I appreciate it. That's one of the reasons why I put my Academy of Liberation handbook out, so that the people that want to pursue this a little further, they can kind of have a guidebook or a template on how to follow this. And if you're not up on these different things, then you can get up on it really quick. One of the different, and I apologize for talking so fast, I'm geared up today, man. But one of the things I pride myself in, or one of the things that I really do, like if you, for example, if you listen to my intro, I'll be playing, you know, some raw, you know, Chinatown sound, you know, Fuego bass, you know, bars, you know, what he's talking about. So I'll put it to your head and ignore the vest. If an infidel tries to curse what the Lord has blessed, you know, that kind of stuff. I put that out there. But the reason I put it out there is because, and I'm going to be honest, I'm just a real man. And this is what's really taking place in the street. We're not going to be playing lullabies or singing, you know, Skip the Maluas, you know, as we eat cheese puffs, you know, and, you know, take pictures of rainbows. I mean, this is the real world that we live in, man. And there's a lot that's going on right now. So you have to integrate everything that's going on around you, the good and the bad, and feel the pulse of society. And that's really what it is. I mean, entertainment is entertainment, but is your entertainment bringing you up or tearing you down? Is it bringing you closer to your self-realization, or is it something that's enslaving you and your mind? You know what I mean? So I do listen to a little bit of everything, but again, I integrate so many different elements of knowledge and understanding. And they could say to me, a Christian will say, how could you believe in reincarnation if you believe it? I don't put all of their criteria. I see truth, okay? And the evidence of what I see, even in the Bible, because they say the kingdom of heaven, you know, which means that we don't die. So if we don't die, does that mean that we literally reincarnate another body, or do we live in a spirit form? I mean, all of the details I don't exactly know. But I observe the patterns and I connect the dots as good as I can. And I notice as you get older and older, it starts becoming a little more self-evident of what you see, you know, through your pineal gland and your third eye, literally, you know, your seventh chakra, and listening to the right speakers. And again, like, and I cannot emphasize enough, connecting the dots of what is happening around you, situational awareness, right? So these are things that you have to pay very, very close attention to.
I know deep down in my heart that I'm made for great things and I'm gonna win no matter what I do, because there's evidence there. I've been at the bottom. When you're at the bottom, you can't go nowhere but up.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a win regardless.
I want to tell you that you're worth it, right there where you are. Everything that's in your past don't define who you are. It's a new day, and you can choose to do whatever you want. Cause the devil is a liar with the cleverest fronts. You gotta make it happen so people know what your life meant. You don't want to be 60 wondering where your life went. Homie, you gotta make a plan and then bump. Cause there's nobody that's gonna hold your hand when you struggle. I put my big boy clothes on, got out there and hustle. If we can't get money together, then fuck up. Fuck your lifestyle and everything in it. If there's a bag to be gotten, I'ma get it every minute. Yeah. Everything they taught us was garbage, but what's done is done. Now it's on me to do the knowledge.
It's on me.
Enjoy life and get dollars. Yep. This the type of hustle they don't teach you in college. Gorilla.
You gotta have something to live for. You gotta have something that you want. The thing that I see, people are okay with being regular. Me, I'm not okay with that. I want more for myself. I want more for my family. I want more for the people around me. If I got a rollie, I want my man to have a fucking rollie. I don't want to be the only one. I want better for everybody. But if you don't want better for yourself, I can't help. I can show you how to fish. I can't feed it to you.
I visualize my goals when I set myself up proper. And I'm not willing to give up. This shit do mean a lot to me. Put down the drinking drugs. Told myself this what it's got to be. I'ma buy one more chain and after that more proper. Nah, proper. We came from nothing. It was sell drugs and big guns. But that mentality is over, man. That shit done. There's wild money out here. You better get some. You around four broke dudes? You bound to be the fifth one. Burden to your family. Out here useless. Getting high all day. Never really do shit. Them get rich quick schemes don't really produce shit. You know what you gotta do? Just stop making excuses. And do it now, cause tomorrow never comes. Or down the line, you gon' have to borrow from the bums. In Coney Island, it was always sorrow in the slums. Put myself up on my feet, now I'm the hardest where I'm from. And nowadays, all these artists getting crumbs.
Yeah.
Fuck that, sign yourself, show commitment. Everybody takes a loss, just keep being consistent. Let your nuts hang and talk big shit, you know the vibes.
No deal, no nothing. We living the rapper's life, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
When people say, yo, Nims, you don't want to sign with... Why would the fuck would I sign? I own everything I do what I want, I drop when I want. All the chains that a rapper buys when he first signs a deal, the Rolexes, the houses for their moms, I did all of that
God
by
boy.
Myself. Fuck your life.
That was the mayor of Coney Island, Brooklyn, Gorilla Nims, spitting bars.
Oh,
are confused about what a Rasta really is and have a very negative image of the Rasta. Tell us what a Rasta is.
See, Christ promised that he will return within 2,000 years, you know, and he said, when he come, he will be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the conquering line of Judah, through the lineage of King Solomon and King David. Now, my life has great meaning to me, so I really search to find out if God is here. And I search, I look in Ethiopia, I look all about, looking at Germany, you know, because I'm not prejudiced. We look for God. We look in Ethiopia and we see one man stand up with his name, Emperor Elias the last name, named King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering land of Judah, through the lineage of King Solomon and King David, written in the Bible.
That is Steel Pulse with the song Selah with David Hines on vocals and Ronnie Stepper McQueen on bass. That's how you play a reggae bass.
Sí. So me pregunta y les digo, ¿no sabes dónde yo nací? ¿Nunca has escuchado hablar así? Yo salí de donde se hacen las canciones que tú escuchas por ahí. ¿No has escuchado nada del coquí? Comida o mujeres de aquí. Gente feliz y buena, aunque estén debajo de otro país. ¿No? Yo sí. Yo soy de donde las estrellas se ven un poco más brillantes. ¿Nunca has escuchado nada de esta gente desde los tiempos de antes? Como Tito en el ring, como Tito con los timbales, como Tito de la Vega, Tito Nieves y otros cantantes. Yo soy de donde mezclamos las sonrisas y el dolor con 365 días enteros de calor. Yo he visto muchas cosas y nunca he visto una mejor. Es que esto aquí es especial, no es que los otros sean peor, pero yo soy de donde en el país nadie se pone la bandera, pero la ves en todos lados siempre que estamos afuera. Donde no nos quitan las ganas de vivir, ni que nos escondieran, que dejaran que casi 5,000 murieran. No nos hablan con la verdad, pero somos gente sincera. Dicen que sonamos como cantado y lo que hacemos es hablar, si ellos supieran. Donde siempre estamos cerca de toda la isla entera y si falta el dinero aquí se josea de cualquier manera, te lo juro. Pero si solo sabes de dinero, no sabes lo que es ser rico. Yo soy del pueblo que me hizo a mí como desde el 90 y pico. No sé qué más decirte, de qué otra forma te lo explico. Yo soy del Caribe, más específico, de Puerto Rico. Y si volvieran a nacer 7 veces, 7 veces fuera igual. Garmelio.
The Zion train is coming our way. Here do we go now? Through the rivers of Right. protected by his majesty. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. My website is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. My Instagram is alphamalebuddhist. And check out my YouTube channel, Alpha Male Buddhist, and that's on YouTube. It is the podcast accompanied with video clips that integrate exactly with the podcast, so it's motivational and inspirational. I also have promotional t-shirts. If you go to my website, alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com, you can see the promotional t-shirts there. Reach out to me. Also, if you have any show notes or any suggestions that you would like to hear on the podcast, just reach out and see if I can get that done. I've been getting some really great emails and feedback from my listeners, which is great. So I want to thank you for listening, and namaste.